Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Swinging a high deep, driving to right field. That one scalded to right. Hunter on the move, racing back. It's over his head. It's gone. It's into the bullpen. This game is tied. This game is tied. David Ortiz. David Ortiz. David Ortiz.
David Ortiz, Big Poppy. That was the call on WEEI during the 2013 American League Championship Series when Ortiz tied Game 2 with a grand slam. Sox went on to win the World Series that year, the third in Big Poppy's time here. But his time here is apparently coming to an end, as there are widespread reports this morning that Big Poppy is retiring after next season. With more on his career and legacy, we're joined this morning by Glenn Stout, baseball author and the editor of the Best American Sports Writing Series and our baseball analyst. Good morning, Glenn Stout.
Good morning, Bob.
And I'm so sorry for your cold, Glenn Stout.
That's okay.
Let me ask, it's sort of a bittersweet day. Great for David Ortiz, kind of sad for the rest of us.
Yeah, it's kind of an end of an era for Red Sox fans, I think. You know, Ortiz is the only connection remaining on the club back to the 2004 World Championship, which is kind of the moment when everything changed. And, of course, Ortiz was at the center of that moment when everything changed, when he hit that home run in the 12th inning of Game 4 against the Yankees in the playoffs. So, yeah, it will be bittersweet for Red Sox fans. They certainly never had in their lifetimes anything to cheer like they have had since Ortiz joined the club.
What should we remember David Ortiz for?
Well, I think Red Sox fans, in addition, you know, to the home runs and the RBIs that everybody's going to remember, they're also going to remember that he brought to this club a certain element of life and joy that really hadn't been there for a long time. I mean, if you consider the Red Sox in the 1990s and early 2000s, by and large, they were sort of a faceless bunch that just went to work with a briefcase, it seemed. And Ortiz came in here, and he was larger than life, you know, someone that the oldest and the youngest fans could relate to. And that's what they're going to miss.
Most memorable David Ortiz moment for you, Glenn Stout?
Well, I think it has to go back to Game 4 against the Yankees in the 2004 playoffs. You know, it was do or die for the Red Sox. It's the 12th inning. If the Red Sox lose that game, they're done. David Ortiz hits that home run, and lo and behold, the Red Sox are still alive. The momentum of that entire series changed. Beyond that, I think you also think about the moment after the Boston Marathon bombings, where David Ortiz ended up speaking for the city. Those are the two moments that stick in my mind for Ortiz, and they're kind of the bookends of his career. One is about him as a player, and the last one is about him as a symbol.
You know, we will be talking about David Ortiz a lot this season, so let me ask you just one more question. He's a 9-time All-Star. He has 503 career home runs at this moment, with one season to go, and 3 World Series rings. He's seldom in the field, used almost exclusively as a designated hitter. The New York Times reported he tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs back in 2003. Is he a strong candidate for the Baseball Hall of Fame, given all of that?
I think he's a strong candidate. I don't think he'll make it on the first ballot. I think it might be an extended period of time for him to make it, if he does make it. But it really doesn't matter, because in New England, David Ortiz is a Hall of Famer already. He's going to experience that each and every day of the upcoming season.
Glenn Stout, baseball author, editor of the Best American Sports Writing Series, thanks a lot for speaking about Big Poppy this morning, and take care of that cold.
Thank you very much.